This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The eighth night of protests across the United States were largely peaceful. Demonstrators are speaking out against the death of George Floyd, who died in police custody in the Midwestern U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The 46-year-old African-American man died after a white police officer held him face down on the street and pressed a knee against his neck for several minutes. Over the course of a week, the majority of demonstrations have been peaceful, but they've resulted in clashes with law enforcement and destruction of property in some cases. The Associated Press says police have arrested at least 9,300 people nationwide. While many cities set curfews, some protesters ignored orders to return home Tuesday evening. That includes in New York City, where hundreds of people remained on the Brooklyn Bridge for several hours after marching from the Brooklyn side to find their path into Manhattan blocked by police. In Atlanta, Georgia, police fired tear gas to break up a crowd of hundreds who remained after the start of the city's 9 p.m. curfew. Hundreds of people remain past curfew time in Washington, D.C.'s Lafayette Square Park across from the White House. The scene was much quieter than the day before when officers aggressively pushed largely peaceful protesters out to clear the way for President Donald Trump to make an appearance in front of the historic St. John's Church. Pope Francis expressed his concern Wednesday for what he called the disturbing unrest in the United States. The Pope said people cannot tolerate or turn a blind eye to racism and exclusion in any form, and yet claim to defend the sacredness of every human life. We have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Brazil announced Tuesday it has recorded another one-day record of coronavirus deaths. The health ministry said it had confirmed another 1,200 COVID-19 deaths, bringing the death toll to more than 31,000. Despite the escalating spread of the virus and the growing death toll, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro continues to dismiss the severity of the outbreak as nothing more than a little flu. He told supporters outside the presidential palace that he regrets each of the deaths, but that's everyone's destiny. The German government announced Wednesday it will lift its COVID-related travel warning for European countries on June 15th, the country saying it will still advise against travel to some areas where quarantine rules remain in effect. Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said following a cabinet meeting in Berlin that the warning would be replaced with more conventional travel advice. 10 people were killed Wednesday in Afghanistan's Argistan district in Kandahar province when their van hit a roadside landmine. A local police spokesman told VOA the victims were residents of a local village. Similar mine explosions in the area in the past week killed at least 10 people in addition to Wednesday's deaths. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan has urged the Taliban to stop using the devices, saying they primarily hurt civilians. A cyclone pounded India's west coast Wednesday, sending tens of thousands of people in coastal villages and low-lying slums in Mumbai to seek safer places. The worst part of Cyclone Nisarga appeared to have missed Mumbai, the country's financial capital, where many worried about preparedness. The Indian Meteorological Department said Wednesday evening that the storm was moving away and no longer posed a threat to the city. Authorities in Mumbai said no health facilities were damaged. Confusion at some U.S. polling centers and long lines prolonged primary elections Tuesday in 8 states and Washington, D.C. It was the biggest test yet of voting during the coronavirus outbreak. The most extensive balloting since the pandemic sparked lockdowns in mid-March served as a dry run for the November 3rd election. It offered a glimpse of the challenges ahead on a national scale if that vote is conducted under a lingering threat from COVID-19. President Trump said Tuesday the Republicans will move this year's national convention from the southeastern state of North Carolina. Read more about it on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.